Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 20th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Evans Sininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming general elections amid reports that the presidential race is tightening.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, www.voazimbabwe.com, of www.voashona.com, and also www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's crucial general elections.
According to the research group Afrobarometer, Zimbabwe's presidential race tightened between early May and early July as incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa's lead over challenger Nelson Chamisa dropped from 11 just 3 percentage points among registered likely voters.
Findings of the survey conducted in all 10 provinces of Zimbabwe between 25 June and 6 July 2018 suggest that the MDC Chamisa and MDC Alliance have benefited from a small increase in party identification and perceptions of Chamisa as the more capable candidate to address voters' this top priority, job creation.
At the same time, the People's Democratic Party, led by Tendai Biti, has taken the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to court over the design of the presidential ballot to be used in the July 20th election. The party argues that the design of the presidential ballot violates some provisions of the Zimbabwe Electoral Act.
Join us right now, and if you want to participate in the show, you can phone this number 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on our three VOA Zimbabwe Facebook pages. That is VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ntebele. Yabakambe mahlabe zulu ngakuchona njani lapha khona kuna ngapho ke ngamakhaya. Siyabukela kuhlelo lo Live Talk. Lamhla ke sixoxa ngokhetho loluzayo mhla ka 30 July siyawazi sonke ukuthi ukhetho lukhona. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kulophenyo olusanda kwenziwa iAfrobarometer oluveza ukuthi ke nxa sisikhangele ukhetho lukamongameli umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lo president kumbe ngithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sebephose bebe ngutshiki lobhanqa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ngoMay kwakwenziwa isurvey leyo ukuthi yayivezani ngesikhathi kulapho ikhitshwa kwatshengisela ukuthi Mnangagwa nguyokhokhelayo. Kodwa ke nxa sisikhangela kathesi kukhanya zansi betshiyana nge-3 percentage points. So ke kuyafika lapha enkundleni sizwa kuthiwa kuyababa. So nxa sisikhangela okunye ibandla le-People's Democratic Party elikhokhelwa ke umnumzana uTendai Biti selihambise iZimbabwe Electoral Commission emthethwandaba. So lapha bazama ke ukuthi bathi i-ballot paper lelika-president eliselidindiwe aliyenzi kuhle ngoba bathi lenza ukuthi umnumzana Mnangagwa abe ngazani ule advantage kulomunye lo ocine oncintisa laye. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngomnumzana uNelson Chamisa labanye abathize khonapho abangena kukhetho bonke phela bayi 23
mfowethu. Hey, ubaba Gifts.
Yeah, kunjani
mfowethu? Hayi, ngiyaphila, unjani wena?
Kuhle kuba lawo. Yeah.
Ngiyakubona. Mm-hmm. So, sizwarwa zve Zimbabwe tauya zvakare nhasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, matiriku kurukura nezve kuburitswa kwegwaro raburitswa ne Afrobarometer sangano rinogara richi taridza mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Takaona mwedzi mishoma yapfuura vachiburitsa gwaro raitaura kuti kumujahu pakati pe MDC Alliance inotungamirirwa nava Nelson Chamisa ne ZANU PF inotungamirirwa nava Emmerson Mnangagwa wanga wakasiyana nechikamu chinosvika chichipfuura 3% points. Zvadzoka iko zvino zvava kutaura gwaro raburitsa nhasi riri kutaridza kuti MDC Alliance inenge iri kusimukira mukuzivikanwa kwayo neveruzhinji nemukupinda kwayo mukati menyika zvichitaridza kuti sarudzo dai dzaiitwa iko zvino nhasi taiona musiyano wacho uchidzika kubva ku11% uchiya ku3% points zvichitaridza kuti MDC iri kuchase inenge iri kusimukira kubva paZANU PF ameno kuti zvii zvavari kuita zvakanaka zvii zvavari kuita zvavari kugona zviri kukwidza mamax avo tiri ipapo zvakare taonawo bato rinotungamirirwa navatendai biti vachiendesa ZEC kudare redzimhosva uko kwavari kuchema nenyaya yekuti ballot paper rinofanira kuti rigadzirwe zvakanaka vaine dzimwe nyaya dzakawanda wanda dzavanga vachitaura kumberi kwedare redzimhosva kuti dzinoda kuti dzigadziriswe ameno kuti makazvinzwa here vamwe vari kutaura zvekuti iro ballot paper rakagadzirwa nenzira yekuti zvarinonyorwa zvichinje mavara zvichinje mashandiro zvichinje mafambiro asi tauya nhasi pano tina mukoma wangu Gibbs Dube kuti tizozeya nezvenyaya iyoyi tine vaenzi vatiinavo mukoma Gibbs zvakamira sei
yeah, so we've got an in-studio guest and that is Mr. Leon Hartwell. He's a political analyst and he used to work at the Netherlands Embassy in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
Now, here are the kind of findings from Afrobarometer indicating that Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa are almost at par. So, in fact, it's too close to call. So, what's your take on that?
These findings are incredibly interesting. Mm. And, you know, if you asked me a few weeks ago what is going to happen in Zimbabwe, I would have told you that ZANU-PF can run an election, which is actually what I told you. I said to you, ZANU-PF can run an election that is as free and fair as possible, and they can win it without much manipulation of the vote, right? Mm-hmm. But I think if you're looking at these results over time, you know, you see that that the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa has picked up a lot of steam, and so when we put this survey into context, if you look at 2017. 38% of Zimbabweans said they're going to vote for ZANU-PF, right? The Afrobarometer survey.
Yep.
In 2018, it was the May survey was 42%, and now they've gone down by 2 points during this latest survey. With regards to the MDC, and this was still the MDC led by Tsvangirai, you know, only 16% of Zimbabweans surveyed said that they would support this party. What happened, you know, a year later when Nelson Chamisa took over, the party became a little bit more popular. 30% of voters said that they would vote for MDC. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly we see another jump of another 7%, you know, between the last survey, you know, and this one by Afrobarometer. Mm-hmm. It means, I think, that MDC's campaign is picking up steam.
But can we take the findings seriously?
Sure. You know, I think Afrobarometer has a lot of credibility. Mm-hmm. What we have to remember is, you know, polls give an indication of the mood. It doesn't tell us like, you know, everyone's necessarily going to vote in this way, right? Mm-hmm. But it gives us a sense of the mood of what's going on in the country. You know, we remember what happened here in the U.S. You know, mm-hmm. with the last presidential election. You know, many polls said, you know, that Hillary was going to hit the ball out of the park, and look what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, so. You know, so polls are not always 100% accurate, but I do think we should still take it seriously. What it shows that I think in the case of Zimbabwe is that the MDC is gaining some momentum under the new leader, you know, Nelson Chamisa.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So it's very clear that because of the changes that we're seeing in these dynamics, there must be something MDC Alliance is doing good to gain points. There must be something ZANU-PF is not doing right to lose some few points. What would you say that is at this stage?
Thank you for those questions. I think the one factor why MDC is gaining, you know, a lot of traction with this campaign is the new leader, is Nelson Chamisa. I think there is a little bit of the, what I would call the Chamisa factor at play. You know, he I saw two things in Zimbabwe when it comes Madiba, to Chamisa.
Madiba.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I think Nelson Mandela is in a different category.
Okay.
But I saw two things in Zimbabwe, to be honest. One, Nelson Chamisa was the one who was extremely good with mobilizing people. I've seen him at rallies. You know, he gets there early. You know, he makes sure the stage is set up. You know, he always made sure the crowds were ready to welcome Tsvangirai when he was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the other Nelson Chamisa, which was I thought he was a bit disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't always prepare very well for some of his meetings. You know, and he talks a big show, you know, but you know, so there are two different types of Chamisas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it comes to this election campaign, you know, he gives new hope to the people, because 60% of voters in registered voters in Zimbabwe
mm-hmm.
are under the age of 50, right? So maybe this is a chance for them to say let's look at some renewal going on going forward. In terms of Mnangagwa, I don't think he's necessarily doing something wrong. I think we were in a period of euphoria where a lot of Zimbabweans were extremely happy because their main enemy number one,
Robert Mugabe,
was removed.
Yeah.
Remember, Robert Mugabe's photo was everywhere when you went to the mm-hmm. spa. When you mm-hmm. went to Nando's,
you can say that again.
His photograph was everywhere, right? Mm. And so he became an enemy number one in the minds of many individuals. And so when he was removed by the November coup, and I call it a coup because it was a coup.
we're not judging on that one, right?
when he was removed, you know, a lot of Zimbabweans were happy. We even saw many of these MDC leaders out on the streets
mm-hmm.
celebrating, you know, that one of their main enemies was removed from power. And then after that, Mnangagwa had a chance to redefine himself, which is what he's been doing, right? So, you know, the public image of him was the crocodile. But now he's trying to present himself as the toothless or harmless crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zimbabwe is open.
Exactly.
And Zimbabwe is open for business. So just to wrap up, you know, I think it basically, his image kind of stabilized in a way where Chamisa came into power a little bit later. And so he's a good campaigner, and so we're seeing the rise of him a bit more.
Thank you so much. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He's the presidential spokesman, that is, for Nelson Chamisa. Good evening, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Esintwini singathi so libhizi lichaya ingquzu lamhlanje ngesavele elizwi leyo, eh? So how happy are you?
Well, look, it's good news to learn that the work that President Nelson Chamisa has been doing has produced a good result, and that the people of Zimbabwe begin to believe in his vision. We know that it's just last week that even the current Vice President Chiwengwa seemed to be beginning to be sold on President Nelson Chamisa's policies. So it's very clear that the people of Zimbabwe are awake to the fact that Zimbabwe is going to change
mm-hmm.
and that President Nelson Chamisa is providing good clarity on selling a good vision for this country, a prosperous vision for this country. And that the people of Zimbabwe are sold to that. The people of Zimbabwe know that the only person who can create jobs in this country, the only candidate that can create jobs in this country is President Nelson Chamisa
mm-hmm.
With a 10-point lead in that direction. So, look, good days are ahead of us. Behold the new. Ngisathi mina abantu beZimbabwe bayakuthola kahle ukuthi hayi umuntu oyedwa ongasiza ilizwe leZimbabwe ngendaba zomsebenzi ngupresident uNelson Chamisa umkhokheli weMDC Alliance. ukhanya nabantu bezimbabwe sebekuzile lokho sebevumile ukuthi hayi elize lingaphumelela nje kuphela ngakuyikuthi upresident Nelson Chamisa engathola umbuso.
Ye, kodwa ke nxa sikhangela ke baba Spanda ubona zani khonoku kutshoni ngoba siyakhumbula kuze kuphuma isave yokuqala abantu be-MDC abaningi bathinga kakhulu bathi hayi umnumzana uChamisa nguye ophambili kusavei leyi. So okwenza ukuthi kathe silibone ngani kuliqiniso kwini?
Hayi, lakhonapho sasitshile ukuthi wayenguye phambili ube ngophambili la njalo lakhonaphana kuleyane yokuqala ngendlela yokuthi nxa ungakunanzelelisisa kade ikuthi abantu abasupporta upresident Nelson Chamisa abaningi bangikhona yiba babethe bona hayi kasifuni ukukhuluma ukuthi thina sifuna ukuvotela ubani ebebesesaba lamanje bona abantu lokhu besesaba kodwa sekube labanye abatsha abaphume bathi bona no thina sesibona ukuthi lo sesikhethe ukuthi sizasekela upresident Nelson Chamisa because bona nje namhlanje ukuthi nxa ungakhangela impumela esaveleyo ikhekisa ukuthi upresident Nelson Chamisa uzawina ngesibanga esilingana labo 60% ku-election elandelayo okuthengisa ukuthi phela le runoff le kade sesatshelwa ikhanya nxa ukhangela ngama-survey isiyo yodwa le esibone namhlanje ikhona futhi enye yase-South Africa ephumileyo ekhekisa upresident Chamisa uthayabo 65%.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba khonapho ungayikhathana baba dokotela Nkululeko Sibanda. So what he's saying is that in the initial survey there could be some factors like the fear factor, you know, with some people not expressing themselves, fearing that there could be some repercussions for them to express themselves. So he says the indication of that all surveys are pointing to a Chamisa win. He says some are pointing to a 50% win, others 65%. So this runoff that people have been talking about, it may not happen after all, according to him. Baba Zinene.
Itinkazele kujana le shona. So, tirikunzwa mutauriri wa mtungamiri wenyika, mtungamiri wa MDC Alliance wa Nelson Chamisa, mutauriri wavo Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, vari kubva kutiudza ivo kuti matarisiro avari kuzviita nemaonero avanoita kuti pakaitwa survey yakapedzisira kuitwa ne Afro Barometer, vanhu vanenge vanga vachiri vakati batwei nekutya nekusada kubuda pachena kuti vanyatsotaridza mafungiro avo nemaonero avo zvavava kuburitsa iko zvino nezvavava kutaura iko zvino, vachitaridza kuti maraka iri kutaurwa nezvayo iri kusvika ku 65% iri kutaridza kukunda kwavachamisa iyo vari kuifarira zvikuru sebato, uye vari kutaura vachimirira nekugadzirira kuti yasvika nguva yekuti MDC Alliance ichipindawo panyanga imbotongawo. Ndo zvavari kutaura. Tichienda kumberi, Mr. Gibbs.
Yeah, wabuyela kuNkululeko and ask him maybe in Shona some of these issues.
Yes, baba Nkululeko Sibanda. Ndakumbotaura neShona manje.
Aiwa ndizvo.
Tinotenda. Right. Ndiri kuona mufaro uri mukembi yeMDC Alliance iko zvino kubva pabuda Afro Barometer Survey iri kutaridza kuti MDC Alliance inogona kukunda vachamisa vanogona kukunda. Atisi takurumbidzisa kufara here tisati tasvika.
Aiwa ka, chokwadi ndechekuti isiwe MDC Alliance na President Chamisa tagara tanga tichingofamba munyika ka tichiona kuvanhu kuti aiwa hakuna mavhoti ED kuvanhu uku. Tichingoramba tichingoudza vanhu mazuva ese zvaitika nhasi ndezvekuti zvatanga tabvira tichingotaura ndozvazobudawo paita umboo wekuti aiwa vanhu woo vari kubvunza vari kuti aiwa ka pane mutungamiri mumwe chete munyika muno anogona kuunza mabasa. Vanhu havana kuti vakatengeserwa kanyaya ya president ED yekuti hanzi ndiri kuita madeals vachiita izvozvo vanhu vachiona kuti hapana dhiri rinouya, dhiri rinoonekwa nemari inenge yapinda muhomwe dzevanhu nemabasa. Vari kuramba vachiti ivoka aiwa isu tinorangarira kuti president Nelson Chamisa ndo vachaita madhiri ane mabasa achaunza upfumi munyika, saka ndo vatotsigirana navo. Ukatarisa nyaya yemabasa chai chaiyo kuti atsigirwa pakuti anogona kugadzira mabasa munyika muno ndiani, unobva wanyatsoziva kuti aiwaka vanhu ava vavhotiri munhu asina mabasa. Saka kana paine vanhu vanosvika kuma 30-40% 50% vachiti aiwa president Chamisa ndoopa mabasa, unobva watoziva kuti wopa kuvhota apa vanenge vachitya kutaura kumabasa aka vatye kutaura kakuti asina mabasa. Saka tinofanira zvikurusa nekuti president vedu vari kuratidza kuti zvavanotaura zviri kufambirana nezvinofungwa neruzhinji rweZimbabwe.
Tapanzwa hapo. Ndovabvunza umwe mubvunzo wechipiri here vasati vaenda?
Ya, wanza chazvo.
Aha, alright. Ndokanda zvakare umwe mubvunzo, Dr. Sibanda. Tatichiona kumashure uko kwamanga muchifamba muchitaura nemutungamiriri wenyu vachamisa vachitaura vachiti kana ZANU PF ikahwina sarudzo dzerwendo rwuno, MDC inenge yabirirwa, muchaita sei mukazoona musina kukunda sekutetukona ongororo dziri kuitwa nemasangano akaita vana barometer, vana afro barometer vari kutaura kuti MDC iri kutaridza sei chakunda, imiwo makamirawo muchiona sekuti aiwa muri kutokunda chaizvo, mukasazokunda pane kugona here kuzobvuma kuti makundwa zviri pachena zviri pajekerere, kana kuti muchamira nerekuti mabiridziro?
Vanhu wee, hapana kusakunda kunoitika. Hapana mahwenhiro anoita ZANU pasarudzo ino. Nekuti nyika tatenderera kazi. Tiri kutaura nevanhu, tiri kuona vanhu. Vanhu vachibva murale yeZANU chaiyo chaiyo, vaita zviya zvokuenda nokuti vanotya. Unotaura navo vachitaura ndikutonyara kuti ndakapfeka t-shirt iro rino. Saka kana zvakadaroka, vamwe vari kuti vari mumastadium imomo vari kuda kutokiriza kubuda imomo vachirohwa kuti vagare imomo. Saka zvoratidza kuti chii? ZANU haina vanhu mwaka uno. Utungamiri hwavo hauna mabasa. Hapana marodhi, hapana zvipatara. Munofunga kuti vana veZimbabwe vakafunda kudai havazvioni here kuti vanhu ivava ndovaononga nyika? Vanozviona. Saka munofunga kuti vanohwina sei? Hapana pasi rino panonzi government iri mupower inodzoserwa muutongi. Nyika yakamira kuipa kudai. Haziiti, hazvi zvakaitika. ZANU hakuna kwari kuenda haisi kudzokera. Vana vemuZimbabwe vachinja mwaka uno.
Tapanzwa hapo, Dr. Sibanda. Ndombokubatai muromo makadaro, musaende kure, tiri kudzoka futi kwamuri. Leon, for your benefit. So, Dr. Sibanda here, he has been talking about the excitement that's in the MDC Alliance camp right now, following the Afrobarometer survey outcome, and also their own personal feelings as they've been going around campaigning.
Yeah.
So, according to him, he says it's a done deal.
Yeah.
MDC Alliance is in for the money, and they will not accept anything less than a win.
Yeah.
He feels they are strongly ready and geared. They are going to take this home, and there's no way ZANU-PF is going to win this election.
Yeah.
So that's basically what he is he's talking about.
Okay.
Is he not overconfident?
Well, I understand why Dr. Sibanda has to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously he's a politician, and in order to win, you have to think like a winner.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to say that. I'm an analyst. I'm independent. I'm not, you know, pro or anti any party. So I might give you a different story. I think what we have to think about at this point is why did the military stage the coup in November?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't to promote some form of new democracy in Zimbabwe or some form of higher interest. It was to preserve the interest of the party without Mugabe at the top, basically, and without the risk of a Grace Mugabe takeover.
Mm.
And so I think to just assume that they're going to hand over power, even in a situation where MDC Alliance gets the majority of the votes, I think, you know, would be setting yourself up for failure. I think MDC will have to think about how can they engage the security sector to support their agenda. They're going to have to think about the smaller parties that are outside of the MDC Alliance and how they can court them to bring them on board, because those parties could become a in a kingmaker kind of position should the results are, you know, should the parties are neck on neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the ZANU-PF and MDC Alliance. Exactly. And so, what we've seen is that I think Mnangagwa invited all those observers in a context where he was still calculating that ZANU-PF was on a high, you know, and therefore, you know, they can hit the ball out of the park. And so he said, come on, you know, this place is open and all that. But I think we might see an election that might be closer to the 2008 election rather than the 2013 one.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, you know, think back to 2018, remember there were two elections. One was fairly, you know, it wasn't like, there was some violence, but it wasn't super violent election, you know. And then, you know, you fast forward a few months down the line with the presidential runoff, that's only when the violence came out. And, you know, the security sector made it clear that they were going to help to maintain the order of the day.
Thank you so much. We are coming back to you shortly. And now we are joined by our third guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He is a ZANU-PF lawmaker and is based in Bulawayo. He represents Pelandaba Mpopoma constituency. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gabriel, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, there is a survey that has been done by, you know, Afrobarometer, and indications are that, you know, Mr. Nelson Chamisa and President Emmerson Mnangagwa are almost at par in terms of, you know, people that are going to vote for them. They are only separated by 3 percentage points. So now it seems as if Chamisa is actually shaved off, you know, Mnangagwa's advantage. You know, you still remember that there was an earlier survey that was conducted. So what is going on? Why is the Mnangagwa seemingly not doing so well?
On the contrary, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is actually doing so very well. You can even check with the crowds that are attending the rallies that he's holding countrywide. You can even tell even from the business community around the country as well. You can even tell even from the latest minute, some opposition members actually who are saying no. But now, having looked at these situations, we think that we are better off with this man who seems to be taking a trajectory of fighting the economical front of the game after we have been dwelling all along in the glories of the political independence that we gained and forgot about the economic aspect of it. So now, if you look at the tone of the president, he's preaching economics all the way. I remember at our rally at the White City before that mishap, he actually even addressed the ministers of state, who were previously called governors, to say, your offices cease to be political offices and sloganeering in political lines. But instead, now our slogan and thrive and direction will be economics and creating wealth and trying to create a middle income, a sort of society by the year 2030. So all he has been doing are the positives that people have been mourning for, that people have been crying for ever since the time when we started placing ourselves in a vacuum as a nation and chasing away everybody, chasing away investors, having policies that were so inconsistent that it was difficult for anybody to come in and put their money into the system. But now, this new president is doing everything humanly possible to try and attract all those things. And I can tell you right now, there are a lot of investors who are standing by the door just waiting for the statements to come and happen and confirm him as the president, and you begin to see wonders. So any normal thinking person who is really analytical about these things would definitely tell you that there is no way Chamisa can be at par or close to President Mnangagwa right here at this moment. After all their fuss that they've done, the way that tried to campaign, their speeches, in their campaigns, really, any person who's serious about having the country coming back to his glory days will definitely go for Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. I think we may be having a caller on the line.
Yeah, we have Mkoma James Zira on the line. Hello? Mkoma James?
Hello?
Yes, Makadiko?
Hey.
Ah.
Ndipo angu Makadi.
Tinofara, isu muri kupi?
Ndiri mu Lusaka, Zambia.
Lusaka, Zambia. Muri kuinzwa sei nyaya iri kutenderera mudariro iyi?
Ndiri kuinzwa zvakanakisa chaizvo. Chishuo chedu ndete kuti dai kuti zvichinge zvaitawo zvakanaka tizvedere kuZimbabwe. Tiri maprofessionals, tiri kuvaitira basa ravo zvakanaka mazambiya. Zvekuti dai tiri kuita kwatiri kuita uku tadai tichiita tiri kumusha kwedu. Zvino nekuda kwekumira kwakaita kumusha kwedu hatikwazi, kwanisiki. Asi tikuteti uyu mukana uyu wawanikwa wekuti tiende kusarudzo. Dai kuti takwanisa kumisa musha zvakanaka.
Ah, tiri kupanzwa apo. Zvino zvamakuenda kusarudzo kudai sangano reAfro Barometer richizivisa kuti pamapato ese arimo mumujawo uyu. ZANU PF neMDC Alliance ndo vari kuita sevari kumberi mberi mukumhanya mumujawo watakatarisana nawo uyu. Muri kuona here vamuri kutsigira imimi vachikunda kusarudzo dziri kuuya idzi?
Akatadzaka kutikunda. Tichagara musangano wevanhu unokunda asi kuti tiri kuitika cheche ndechekuti pane utosi hunoitwa nesangano rinoona nezvesarudzo tichishanda nebato rezanu pf.
Izvi ndo zviri kutaurwa taurwawo
kukunda tiri kukunda.
Alright, aiwa tiri kupanzwa apo ndo maonero enyu ayo. Maonero enyu ayo tapanzwa. Mukoma wangu regai tigoudzawo vamwe vari kuno kuti ndo maonero enyu nai.
Izvozvi titori mushushure kuorganizana isisi vari mumusaka kuti rikuva 28 tinofanira kukosa kana tichinowana mazimbabweni vakaungana kuzeki ndokwatiri kunosisira tichibva tabatana navo savaita zvinoda vanhu nekuda kwekuti kana vamunangarwa vachironga kubira sarudzo havati kubira vachamisa asi kuti vari kubira mazimbabweni.
Aiwa tapanzwa apo mukoma wangu. Tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma nai.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Zvakanakai. Umuzvile baba Gibbs.
Kuti.
Okay, so he is talking to the idea of still believing in voting, although people feel there is a lot of rigging, there is a lot of cheating that's going to go on.
Yeah.
So he says he's in Lusaka in Zambia, and they are mobilizing themselves with other Zimbabweans in the community to travel to Harare on the 28th to watch the election as well from there. And I don't know how feasible it is to for them to think they will stop the election if it's not happening in their favor. Yeah.
So now we've got people that are following us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Independent Facebook pages. And one of them is Bakat Chizane, who writes, "You cannot put ZANU-PF and free and fair elections in one sentence. Lingawa litocho zinkuku." And then we've got Sunduza Pakati, Polat Kokuba, and others are saying, we're watching Babatube. Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi wrote, "ZANU-PF is also gaining significant points. It's very much clear Mnangagwa will win 2018 elections." And then Skumbuzo writes again, "Mr. Kululeko Sipanda, you are fantasizing." And then we've got Philip Stole, who says, "Chisa mama chisa." Then we've got Smelo Inkosi Klabangane, who says, "Very good, guys. Thank you for the program." Then Tulisi Samuel Ngube writes, "Ask Hillary Clinton."
That's an interesting analogy, an interesting one, right?
Then Stephen Malaba says, "ZANU-PF does not have any support in Zimbabwe and added at all." And then we've got Skubuzo Blala again. He says, "ED is a better choice this time around." What do we have there?
A few from the Shona page here. So Mugove Mandimutira is in Rusape. He says, "Masabuku atinetsa kuno, like the traditional leadership in the community is busy harassing us and forcing us to go and vote for ZANU-PF." That's what he is saying. And then we have Jabulani Sibanda says, "I'm in Bulawayo. We are watching. Please give us the facts." And Hilda Nkomo says, "ZANU-PF was intimidating the nation all these years, but it's time to end, and killing as well. But this year, it's a different story. There's no brutalizing. That's why the nation is showing their true colors."
Yes, let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sipanda. We've been listening very carefully, Dr. Sipanda, about what people think, you know, and this includes Honorable Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. So your reaction on all this?
Look, Honorable Joseph Chuma is not entitled to his facts. He's only entitled to his opinion. Look, I think it is his opinion that President Mnangagwa is able to articulate anything. All I really hear when he goes on the stage is tunojigani mandu, nothing more than that. Then he jumps off stage as if he said something meaningful.
Doesn't he say that?
If tunojigani mandu is a speech or policy, then of course the president is one of the greatest public speakers in the world. Of course, the people of Zimbabwe are more educated than that. They understand that you must be able to tell them about what you're going to do with the infrastructure, with agriculture, what we've done, our DURA policies, our smart education policy. We tell parents that when we have a new government under President Nelson Chamisa, just in a few weeks' time, we are going to be very clear about free education, free primary education. We're very clear about how we're going to help those young people in universities and colleges. So, and then if you take just a cross-section of your own listeners tonight who have commented on your social media platform, it's very clear that you have 2% that are talking on behalf of President ED, and 98% very positively about President Nelson Chamisa and the direction we are taking. That is what is scientific. One can speak because they have a 10, one can speak because they actually have something meaningful to say. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is where we are. That's why President Edi Mnangagwa usually says nothing on stage other than Tinojigani Mandu, because he has nothing to say.
Dr. Asman, does he say Tinojigani Mandu?
I don't know, but it goes really at the end.
No, we hear from Honorable Chuba. But Ngaluba, I guess in the very soon, when I'm born, Baba Asman, who I have is about Bakuluma Pela. Come on, what do you think?
What who said again, Matabe Zuluguti, President Nelson Chamisa, Naya Pume Hambabantu, Kulma, Entres, Rambegais, Norega Uti, Imali, who finally received one in 17 Zayakaga and the agriculture to the Nigabantu, Amama, Auto, and my title deeds, as Gold Tavantan, who get one of Africa, who get 7 Gen and Jupel, I'm sure Pagula Mbatalo, Emma investors, Uza Zamuva Nigama loan, the Mac granting here, and look at the Silesiwan that would.
Yes,
I want to
get to the
we have a caller on the line there. Hello. Hello. Mudadi.
Hello.
Makasimba ere.
This is Mudadi.
I want to know if you know Gamchira Mchirongwa.
Tiripo panevo.
Tinotenda muri kupi mkoma?
Oh, ndipa pacific town.
All right, zvakanaka. Nyaya iri kutambwa mudariro muri kuinzwa kai. Tiri kutarisa kuti sarudzo idzo dzakusvika idzi. Afrobarometer yatiburitsira zvakare rimwe gwaro riri kutaridza pamire mapato ari kumhanya nechimuti chekupinda panyanga ichi. Chiri kutaridza zviri kuitika shanduko dziri kuitika muMDC nedziri kuitika muZANU PF zvichitaridza kuti idzi mbiri idzi ndo dzinenge dzichakweshana zvakanyanya. Muri kuzviona sei mamiriro azvakaita? Pane zvamunoona here zvavanofanirwa kuti vaite kuti zvigadziriswe mazuva ndiwaya asare mana?
Kana Aha.
Tapanzwa mkoma maonero enyu tinoatambira ndovimba nevakaterera vanzwawo tine nyanzvi dziri muno nedzimwe dzakaterera vari kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu tichati vagouya vachitauravo zvavanofunga pamusoro pemaonero enyu tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa maita basa. Zvakanaka imwe nezuva rakanaka. So he is very straight up and he feels the ZEC chairperson Priscilla Chigumba must resign. He feels she has not done her job very well and is not willing to conform to what they are calling for, and so they also call for her resignation and hoping that that's the only solution they have to what's going on right now.
And apparently, Tendai Biti of the People's Democratic Party has taken ZEC to court, you know, claiming that the design of the ballot presidential ballot paper doesn't conform to the electoral laws. So, at the end of the day, do you think that a design of a ballot paper influences an election? Or if there are 23 candidates, you have to spend about 23 minutes and you scan through and get your person. So,
Gibbs, I think there are a number of issues that will influence this election. I think the ballot paper might be one of the issues. But in Zimbabwe, there's obviously a lot of distrust in the system and in institutions and in ZEC, like this caller was saying. You know, and so I think that the thing is, if President Mnangagwa would truly like to have a free and fair election, and if he's a true Democrat, he would focus on creating the perception that ZEC is more independent, you know, to the level where some of the other parties also say, well, we can trust ZEC. Right now, there's a lot of distrust of ZEC. You know, figures are floating around of 30% of their staff are former military officials. And so this is in the context where, you know, there was a coup in Zimbabwe. So, you know, and the joke that one of my favorite Zimbabwean jokes that I've told on your show before is also, why did they talk about general elections? The answer is because generals determine the outcome of elections in Zimbabwe. So,
and that's a joke secretary, yeah.
It's a Zimbabwean joke that I picked up, you know. But so there is a lot of distrust, and the small things matter. If people think you're able to, that someone would somehow be able to see their vote or be able to know who they're voting for, you know, then obviously that influences how they vote also. This latest Afrobarometer survey also specifically said that although fear has gone down, the level of fear has gone down in Zimbabwe, and people feel they can more freely express themselves, there is still fear. So in terms of when we're talking about figures, 76% of Zimbabweans still have fear of expression. 43% of Zimbabweans still have fear of violence, that violence is a possibility. In other words, the fear factor in Zimbabwe is going to continue to haunt, to influence the elections in a certain way. And yesterday, when we had a discussion, I argued we need to look at five things when we judge elections, right? The first aspect is the electoral process. That's where we need to talk about ZEC, ballot papers, those kind of things. The second issue, which is extremely important, is the media. How balanced is the media? Why do we still have laws like POSA and IPA and so on floating around in Zimbabwe when these things could easily be removed? That it makes it really hard for journalists to properly report on what's happening in the country with these laws in place. The third aspect in terms of looking at a free and fair environment is the security sector. How neutral are they? You know, and will they support the results of the elections? And it's one thing to say that they will support a certain outcome, but what we need to see is action in the future. The fourth aspect, resources. You know, it's a fact that ZANU-PF has more resources than any of the other parties in Zimbabwe right now, by virtue of being in control of the state. And therefore, they're able to give
vehicles to chiefs who then in turn are able to push people to vote in a certain way, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth and final aspect is the judiciary, and this where mm-hmm. this issue is also intimately linked with this issue of the ballot paper, or if there are any disputes related to the election, you know, the judiciary obviously plays an important role. Mm-hmm. And the judiciary of today is still very much a hangover from the Mugabe period. It's not like all the judges were replaced, or there's this rejuvenation process that happened within the judiciary. You know, so we're working with the same state machinery that was virtually in place during the last election.
Now let's go to Honorable Juma. Can you ask a question?
Probably quick one. See, we have a listener there. Mkoma Gwatizo, hello, Mr. Gwatizo.
Well, the phone was cut, maybe.
Ah, okay, we've lost him there.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so probably we can just to bring in a little bit of speed to the Shona folks out there. Zanga shitaura na Leon here. Kuti pane zvinhu zvishanu zvakakosha zvinofanira kuti zvitariswe munyaya yesarudzo kana dzichigadzirwa dzichiitwa kudai vatbata nyaya yemitemo yesarudzo mafambisirwe adzo mari inenge iripo yekugona kuti basa iroro rifambiswe zvakanaka uye kuti kutepenyura kunenge kuchifamba sei vanoburitsa nhau dzemy elections vanodziburitsa dzichimira dzichibatanidza vese here nenzira dzipi nedzipi zvimwe zvinhu zvavanga vachititsanangurira izvezvi tisati tadzoka kuna Mukoma Gibbs.
Yes, this is your Baba Chuma. Nokuona tsoen
nikona ye.
Yeah, Honorable Chuma, can you react to what Dr. Kulekos Pandor was saying? You know, we have seen rallies where President Emmerson Mnangagwa addresses people. In most cases, he talks about this Mandu thing. So he was, according to Dr. Spanda, you were saying some other things. So I don't know. What's the meaning of that one? And secondly, in terms of the security sector, do you think that they will actually say any person that wins the presidential election can take over immediately?
Well, for starters, I was very shocked by Dr. Spanda's utterances. I've always held him at high esteem and thought that he was a learned colleague who will understand it and know, or probably follow as well, because it's important even if they are in opposition, it's important to follow your rivals and know what they're up to so that you can match them or better, better your performance, according to that. But if he's going to come out now and say that only his head is Basinemandu only, then he must be a dangerous spokesperson for Nelson Chamisa, because he must actually be the person who follows and knows exactly what the President Emmerson Mnangagwa is saying, so that he can probably try and advise his principal on what exactly should be done. So it's very worrying, actually, for MDC to have a person of that caliber, really. And look, dreaming is allowed. People must dream. But I'll tell you something. There's one dream that you must never, ever allow to see through. And when you dream and see yourself in a toilet when you're sleeping, and then you actually go ahead and do that, I tell you verily, verily, the following day you are going to wake up embarrassed in the morning. Your blankets shall be wet. So there are some dreams that are not worth following through, because they can be very dangerous. So really, if you are going to tell me that people are going to understand the situation by they talk of having, airports in Murewa and stuff like that before improving our airports that we actually have now, the Arab International Airport, the Joshua Nkomo one, the V-Force one, they still need to be done up. So we need to talk realistically. And that's exactly, if Dr. Spanda was not listening, that's exactly what our president is talking about. He's talking basics, economics of bringing things together and making sure that things work for the better. And yes, the security sector has put it clear. They actually pronounced it in a press statement to everybody who cared to listen, to say that they will not interfere with anything and they will accept whatever result comes up, because that is their mandate. Constitutionally, they are supposed to serve the person that has been elected into office by the people of Zimbabwe according to the Electoral Act and the Constitution of Zimbabwe. So they've been clear about that. But then you find people who are going to be skeptical, who are going to be a prophet of doom and say, no, they won't do that, they won't do this. But why don't we wait and see when we, when you, I mean, when we get to the bridge and then cross it then. You see, so we need to be realistic about this thing. They have said it. Let's take their word. And then if they decide not to do what they have said, when that time comes, yes, we must have, plan B. And that plan B can be put into place. But look, we've opened this thing to the whole world. The whole world is here. We are all watching. So how do you think that could be humanly possible to actually have a situation whereby, suppose something that can never happen really, but if suppose we lose the election and then we refuse to hand over power, that's impossible. The reason why we open it up is because we are very confident. We know our trajectory. We know our direction. And we know that the people of Zimbabwe are looking at it and they're saying, yes, this is the way to go. So we know that we are going to win elections. But in the event that we don't, it has been clear. Everyone has said it. Even the president said it. That he's willing to give power to the next president. So people must actually have comfort in their hearts, sleep well, and know that the ZANU-PF is not a party that will adhere to the laws.
Loba kunjalo baba Chuma, kono kuti ekatokulira ngusipanda kuti nxa kuchayiz local lapana kube kuthiwani ngamafutshane ngesindebele ngamafutshane sibili
yabesitsho nxa isithi phasini emandu imandu esintu sithi ngumuntu umuntu
ozondayo
angithi
isitha
isitha ye isitha ukhuluma ngesitha labantu basilibilele sitha yikho akutsho kona kwana and nxa kuthiwa phansi anona abantu bawudala bacwancengwati phansi uyabesuthi uyabulala but yabesuthi hayi lo muntu lo angihambelani laye angidlisani laye yikho abekutsho phela but kuningi akukhulumayo ngemva kwakhonoku nxa umuntu angaziyo isikhathi ulalele uza kuzwa kulesi suku izipiki zakhe zimnandi ziyahlabusa ngoba zikhuluma ngempilo directly yethu esiyiphila kathesi nokuthi kuyini esingakubamba kubambeke siloku sihamba sisiya phambili ngoba azimelanga zikhangela ngani ta into le izavuka isilungele ka-one njengalokho okunye okukhuluma ngabanye nezoshamile sithi after 2 weeks imali yabo sigcwele ebhenki phela kathesi even imali ungayifaka ebhenki ayihlali ngoba abantu bazayithatha bengayibiseli ngoba abakabe ne-confidence yani ebhenki i-confidence ebhenki izaphuma ukuthi nxa umnotho usulungisiwe ama-sector esevulela abana into zonke zisebenza ibhenki layo zisenza umsebenzi wayo ukuthi wena ungafaka imali yakho iya-ena i-interest abantu bazaqasha uba le reason to go and bank money in the bank ngoba ibhenki yabo isenza umsebenzi wayo ebivele ukwenza kudala engasawenziwe kathesi ngoba kathesi ungafaka imali yakho instead iyashabalala but amabhenki angaqasha ukuthi ungafaka imali yakho at the end of the month you actually get interest on top abantu bangabiseli imali emabhenki and then but that will take some time for that confidence to be gained by the people so it cannot happen over 2 weeks if you put $10 billion in the bank system now that $2 billion I can assure you will be wiped out within a week and the Agula is available whether it's Chamisa in power whether it's in power all that we need is to have people having confidence in the banking system then we'll be able to look at all.
Yeah, so again here Honorable Chuma there he says you know apart from slogans the president is always saying a lot of things you know he's things that are designed to attract foreign direct investment and all those kind of good things for Zimbabweans. So now I think you can go to Nkululeko, then I'll swiftly go to a caller. So first let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda.
Okay, Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, are you still there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. So I have a very interesting subject here where we have seen multitudes of people coming to rallies, both to the MDC rallies and to the ZANU-PF rallies. And interestingly, when we watch video clips and live streams of what's going there, there is a very thin line between coming to the rallies and bringing them to the rallies. Do you see yourselves as a party doing one of the two, and can you base that on facts to say it's going to take you to where you are going on the 30th?
Look, the good fortune with being a political party in Zimbabwe or campaigning in this country is that when all is said and done, the people of Zimbabwe can be trusted to be intelligent and to see between the lines. Look, you say that you see large crowds at rallies. Of course, when you look at presidential rallies, you see large crowds of adults, people who are voting age. The difference on the flip side with President Idi, you see school children, the courts have said themselves, please stop buffing children to rallies or forcing children and teachers to rallies. And they continue to do that. And I think that that brings shame to this country. It brings shame to the idea of campaigning, and that President Mnangagwa should stop doing that and start campaigning. I'm pleased that Honorable Ye seems to understand what President Idi says at rallies. I don't know what I said. He says something with Mandus. But the problem with that is the president animates his voice. What's that? Let the president speak in his normal, everyday voice and project it properly. And, the honorable MP here should advise him that it gives grandeur and stature when he speaks normally and speaks like the person he is, not some animated voice.
And
it sounds as if it's cartoons, you know, on a television network somewhere out of Bollywood or something of the nature.
Let's do this, Doctor.
Zimbabwe deserve better than that.
Yes. Let's do this, Doctor. Let me take a caller, and then we go swiftly to Mr. Leon Hartwell. So, Baba Skumbuzo Moyo, talk to Seth Cohen. Pongutu Fatla, I'm a fish and bab.
Skumbuzo Mlalaz.
Oh, Mlalaz. Unjan bab.
Siyaphila baba duwe. Ngandingelela nabalaleli bami.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Pope khuluma baba.
Yebo baba. Ngiyayo izindaba zasekhaya. Ibhlungu kakhulu mase kufike endaweni ukuthi abantu I will understand ukuthi umuntu oyobothini okhuluma lapha ubaba uSibanda ngithi. Uzwakala ekhala ngokuthi uPresident uthi yena basine mandu. Upraise lokho okukhulunywa ngowakhe uPresident. But ungalalela labantu abantu following uThamisa from day one. Indlela angena ngayo ukuthi abe yinkokheli MDC. A normal person, noma umuntu ongafundanga njengoba uMsibanda, will understand ukuthi surely bekushepa khona ukuthi maye ngaba yinkokheli yeZimbabwe. Kusho ukuthi abantu bazosifaka ngendlela ezikhetha bona. Ukuthi mangaba mhlawumbe ilibandla likhokhelwa uChamisa, maye sefuna ukuyeka uzofaka umngani wakhe, uzofaka ngeSibanda lona. Njoba yena uChamisa ukhala ngokuthi wafakwa uPresident, ukhuluma uPresident ekukhofe mithoni. Wathi ngafakwa yilo muntu lona. Uchaza khona ukuthi maye sefuna naye uChamisa uzofaka abangani bakhe. So uPresident lo othi basine manje akhuluma ngaye, yena ubona uChamisa mare campaigner. All we hear from Chamisa is about Mnangagwa. So it seems as if Chamisa is just going to win the election ngomlomo. Ama results azophuma eThekwini is not going to take them.
Thank you.
Ngoba uChamisa akangenanga through ukhetho lwe-MDC. Umuntu wafaka inkosi le ifana nenduna, induna uma ifaka umntwana wayo. So uChamisa ngeli nduna lapho inkosi izoba neproblem.
Alokwent
but asiyiboni into ebekwe uChamisa, siyazi ukuthi ungene kanjani. Akachazi uSibanda ukuthi uChamisa ufike kanjani, ngoba bonke ama-leaders naye uthongerayo lo wakhethwa i-Congress.
Yes, isikhathi two for sibonge kakhulu Mlalazi.
Continue
nokusasa. So all what he's talking about is Chamisa having gotten rid of a person that was supposed to be the president of the MDC. So he says he didn't get that position in a constitutional manner. So now your last word. Just about 10 seconds.
My last word. Yeah, very difficult for me.
Yes.
I just want to draw your attention to something that was very interesting I saw before I came onto the show.
Mm-hmm.
This Afrobarometer survey was launched,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are talking about it. It shows that that it's a two-horse race, basically. And then I read an article written by Tendai Mugabe in in the Herald with the headline something along the lines of Zimbabweans want to preserve the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the article, and lo and behold, it quotes two other surveys that were apparently done. I don't know if you've seen this. And the one
mm-hmm.
indicates that ZANU will win by 49%. and only 23% of Zimbabweans would like change. And
sorry, now we are out of time.
Ah.
We have to leave it there in Zimbabwe. We have our guest, Leon Atwell, a political scientist, and then Dr. Khululeko Sibanda and Honorable Joseph Tuma. Signing off is Steve Stube in Washington, D.C. Have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.